Warning, the following episode contains explicit language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Everything's perfect. Yeah, it is so perfect. The beach is so perfect. The people so perfect. Welcome to Laguna Beach, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch, yeah. Welcome to Laguna Bitch. With your hosts, Josh and Danielle.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Laguna Bitch, the world's first and only Laguna Beach podcast. I hope everyone's having a great shark week, just like us here in the studio. Danielle?
Yeah, I love sharks. What did the shark say to the other shark?
Holy crap, a talking shark?
Yeah! It's Shark Week, everyone.
So, what are we talking about?
Laguna Beach, not Shark Week.
No.
Even though, I mean, they would be into Shark Week on Laguna Beach.
You think?
Yeah, they live near an ocean where there are sharks.
Oh. Now, is it called Shark Week because there are more shark attacks this week?
No, just Discovery Channel shows on sharks.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, I can't afford cable, so I wouldn't know. So this week we're talking about season 1, episode 4.
That's right.
18 candles.
Whose 18 candles are they? Christina's.
Christina's, exactly.
Christina's birthday party. And you find out right from the beginning who doesn't get invited?
Elsie.
That's right.
It's interesting that they didn't invite the main character. Maybe it was a coup.
You know, it easily could have been. Elsie and Lo got left off the invitation list because
they wanted to become the main characters of the show.
Christina and Morgan did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to work out.
This was a very Christina and Morgan heavy show.
Yeah.
Episode.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We found out Christina has a mom.
Christina does have a mom.
We call her Donna.
Well, that would be her name.
Yeah,
that's why we call her. So it's a great thing to call her. And Donna was so proud of her daughter because she was having her first birthday party without parents.
Yeah. And you know what her present was? A kick in the ass.
That's right. Christina is getting to audition for a Broadway
musical
while she's in New York. And I put, for your birthday, I got you a taste of the real world. Be prepared to be disappointed.
I put, happy birthday, welcome to the real world. Life is hard.
That's right. So you're not getting a new car. You're not getting to go shopping. You're getting to go make yourself nervous, sing in front of someone so they can tell you how bad you are.
We'll talk more about that later. Anyway.
Yeah.
Superficial by Boiler Room.
That song was playing. It was perfect for this whole show.
They're all so superficial.
I want to be shallow like you.
Like me?
That's how the song goes.
Oh.
But you are pretty shallow.
I am not.
And humble.
I'm pretty humble. I will admit that.
Elsie and Lo are talking about how they're not getting invited to the birthday party and how Morgan and Christina have been mean lately. But prior to all of that, and everyone out there listening, you know that Lo is my favorite Laguna Beach character ever. But she said the R word. So they were not very happy that they got left out of the party, but then they didn't seem to care because they said that Christina and Morgan are mean.
Well, they're drifting apart. It's what happens at the end of high school.
That's right.
Your real friends stay with you. Your sham friends die.
They die?
They die.
Oh, spoilers.
Well, they're not actually dead yet.
Oh, but they will.
Yeah.
Eventually they'll die. And eventually we all will.
That will show them.
This is a very dark podcast today.
Not all of us. Some of us just will keep on living. Do you think Christina is poor?
Why are you saying this? Because she had her birthday party at Joe's Crab Shack?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal. Most of the people that were at her party seemed to be the juniors.
Right.
Kristen was there. Gary was there, who we met for the first time.
Where has this Gary guy been all my life?
I don't know. Really, I needed him.
Adding something to the show.
I needed him there before today. I mean, he was wonderful. But, okay, if you think about it, they're juniors, so they're young. They're younger than Christina.
Yeah.
But Job's Crab Shack let them dance on the tables. Yeah. Did you see that with the lights? So this is probably the closest to like a club that they could get into.
In clubs. They have fake IDs.
Well, they shouldn't. That's illegal.
Sometimes you gotta go to Joe's Crab Shack and dance around to Why Can't I?
Where else, other than Joe's Crab Shack, could they find a handsome man sitting at another table?
Yeah. Famous movie star David Boreanaz from Buffy and Angel.
I was thinking he looked more like Dean Cain.
Dean Cain.
Yeah.
Do you mean Dean Koontz?
No, Dean Cain.
Dean Koontz, who wrote the wonderful Odd Thomas?
No, Dean Cain, who starred as Superman in that TV show.
Which I can't recommend Odd Thomas enough. It's a great book.
Okay.
The movie was not all that great, though.
This is not an Odd Thomas podcast.
It could be.
It could be, but it's not going to
be. We'll talk about that later.
Anyway.
You know, Dean Cain actually played Supergirl's father in Supergirl.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Way to bring it back.
Cyclical.
Yes. Anyway, back to Dean Cain in Laguna Beach. So Dean Cain is there.
You're getting off topic.
And Christina thinks he's handsome. But then who steals the show? As usual? Kristen writes him a note. He comes over to talk to Kristen. And Kristen says,
hang on, can we take a step back?
Of course we
can. Who delivers the note?
The waitress.
And how do they get her attention? They yell, "Hey, waitress."
Do they really? That's so rude.
I have a note that says, "Hey, waitress." And then it says, "What the hell?" And then my note says David Boreanaz.
It's Dean Cain. Anyway, so that's really rude. They obviously didn't remember her name.
Right.
And don't they write their names on the table at Joe's Crab Shack? So they could have just read the table. But they take the note over to Dean Cain. Dean Cain comes over and talks to Kristen.
Yeah,
and asks
about
her,
how he was in Buffy.
And asks her how old she is.
Says, "You like bones?"
And she says, "Tonight I'm 21.
Tonight I'm 21.
Inappropriate all
around. Or maybe
around.
It was her 21st birthday.
No, Kristen is a junior.
We can get into that in a second. I actually have a note on that for later. Anyway, so in the next scene, the guys are roughhousing, which is so fake.
It is not fake. It's what you and your brother and your friends look like every time you're in my living room.
Why? Because we airplane?
You airplane. You body slam into
we
my couch.
We don't body slam. The only person who gets body slammed is our 4-year-old nephew.
Well, then he's
shout
still
out.
A boy. Shout out to Cohen. But he still gets body slammed. But while they're body slamming, who is there with a proverb of love? Polster says, let's love each other. Love one another. He got them to calm down.
So MTV is like, okay, guys, roughhouse for the camera. And then Polster's like, okay, guys, love one another.
Love one another.
And it changes everything.
It changes everything.
And then the biggest question of that scene, why is that painting plugged into the wall? Is that a rich people thing?
No, they're in Talon's house. Remember, we already decided that Talon's not rich. Wait.
We Talon's don't know if house? They're in Talon's house.
I think it said Talon's house.
I don't think it did.
I think
it said rich person's house.
I think it said Talon's house. Dieter gets a phone call from his girlfriend, and so then Steven says,
Hey.
I'm going to get back together with Kristen.
Yeah.
And they talk about how fun she is.
Kristen?
Kristen's
oh, she's
a fun girl. She's a fun
Everyone
time.
Everyone knows how fun Kristen is.
Haven't you heard of that saying, a fun time gal? It's
you
Kristen.
You mean generous girl?
Yeah, and a fun
Kristen
time gal.
Kristen is a generous girl.
Next scene, we find out.
We hear the song Happy Birthday by the band Cracker.
Oh, and they're dancing on the table.
Dancing right on those tables.
At the Joe's Crab Shack. Mm-hmm. Which, first of all, unsafe.
It's fine.
Secondly, terrible thing to do at a restaurant. Even if you're allowed to do it. People eat food on those tables.
Show some decorum.
That's right. You're 18 now.
Show the tiniest bit of class. Someone's 21 there. She should be responsible for all them. The next scene.
Did your heart break in the next scene?
Lauren needs to get it up.
Yep.
Lauren's dad tells her to get it up 44 times.
Jim says, get it up. And what is he referring to when he says to get it up?
Her grades.
She's failing. Now, anyway, so Elsie is failing. And I don't know what kind of student Elsie was, but I'm blaming part of this on Jim.
What?
Because he told her. C's are fine. Whatever. Just get a C. I think she could do better than that.
But why?
Because you want to have, you know, the pride in your work. You weren't an A student, okay? I get that. I was
A student.
Okay. And I I did it because I wanted to do well. I wanted to have that recognition of being an A student.
Lo comes in, and she's just so informal with Jim.
I love how...
She doesn't even call him Mr. Conrad,
sir. She's going, well, no, she... Okay, she was trying to pretend like she was there to do, you know, as a lawyer to get her client off. And
is she a lawyer?
No, but, okay, these were her reasons that Elsie should not be grounded. Number one, it's the second semester of your senior year. That's not a reason. That's just stating the setting, the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two, Elsie's a wonderful person. I think wonderful is a bit of a stretch. She's an okay person.
Well, she saved all those goldfish.
No, she didn't save them. She just said it was bad. She didn't save the hot tubs. She just said that was bad. She doesn't do anything. And her third reason was that grades don't reflect on Elsie as a person. And that was the only reason. But did she win?
She did.
No, Jim held his own and did not.
Well, she did, but we'll talk about Lo. That in a minute.
But then I love how Lo says that Elsie shouldn't be failing and totally
she
agrees
turns
with her parents.
On her
and like Elsie was mad.
Lo, you suck.
You suck, Lo. And honestly, in this episode, Lo does suck. I love Lo. Lo, I love you. Like, you're my friend here, but that you are not seen in a very good light in this episode. No, when they were in the nail salon after the birthday party.
That's the next scene.
Is that the next scene?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Actually, I have some comments on that. Morgan says, "Don't French your toes." And I'm glad someone finally had the guts to say it.
Why? What's wrong with French tip on your toes?
I think we both know what's wrong with French tip on your toes.
Makes it look like your fingers, according to Morgan. Anyway, so Elsie and Lo come in.
Hang on. Before that,
okay, I'm hanging.
Christina says, "Do you think Elsie and Lo know about the party last night?" And my response is, "No, Christina. You're barely even on their radar. You're a background character."
That's right. Why would Elsie and Lo care?
Well, maybe they do know, but they don't care. They were having dinner with Jim.
Which would you rather be doing? Dinner
with
Jim? Obviously.
You get to see Lauren's sister?
And brother.
And her little brother? Her other little brother?
That's right.
Or does she have a brother?
There was a brother at the table.
Yeah. No, didn't she have another brother?
A brother from another mother?
No, a brother from the same mother and probably father, but maybe not.
I'm not sure.
That doesn't matter.
Anyway, so then Elsie and Lo walk in, all nonchalant, and all four ladies meet eyes, and it's awkward.
This scene was just way too long.
It was very long, but there were some really good parts. When Morgan says, you know, "Did you tell the girls about your exciting news for New York?" And Lo was like, "What do you get to do in New York?" And rolled her eyes. It was the best eye roll of the episode.
Lo doesn't care what you're doing in New York, background character number
because
one.
Because once she was told what you were doing, did you see the fake excitement that Lo used?
Oh,
how exciting. That's so awesome. And Elsie doesn't even know what musicals are.
That's true.
What's Wicked?
What is Wicked? But that's, Wicked's more of a book.
But then Christina got Elsie right back. When she asked Elsie if she was still going to that fashion school, and Elsie said, "It's an art school." And she said, "Art school, fashion school, whatever."
Yeah, that's true, though.
Well, not according to Elsie. Did you see the look on her face after she said that?
She probably should have went to fashion school, honestly.
Well,
in the longer
you
story.
Learn about fashion in art school.
Yeah, and then Lo is not going to school because she didn't get in.
She didn't get into
the University of Southern Carolina.
It's not South
her
Carolina.
Her first choice. Who wouldn't want to go to South Carolina?
If you're living in California?
Yes.
Me.
You're a dick.
I mean, I like South Carolina, but not if I'm in California.
Don't they have a dog park there?
They probably have many dog parks there. But Lo didn't seem too upset. I think Lo is just a go-with-the-flow kind of gal.
So the next scene is where everything turns on its ear.
You know what? We didn't talk about the non-generous girls.
Who?
And how grateful Morgan is for having Christina, because Christina is, and it seemed like she left out some words. I think she left out the words, "the only." Christina is the only moral person in this area who's a Christian and a virgin, too. So these are the only virgins in all of Laguna Beach.
I doubt it. What about those little kids that were having dinner with Jim?
Well, it's Laguna Beach.
Well, we sure don't know.
No.
We sure don't.
No. So then Christina goes to her audition.
Elsie goes on a date with Talon.
So then Elsie goes on a date with Talon.
And that's where everything falls apart. Why can she go on a date with Talon but she can't go out with Lo?
Good question.
So what happened was they cut the scene. She was allowed to go out with Lo, and then she got ungrounded because Lo lawyered her.
I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
I did not put that together.
Because you don't care.
I do care, but
you
I don't
care about these amazing characters.
I mean, I care about them enough to do a podcast.
You're not... See, the whole thing is a whole toss-up with you, me, Kristen, and Steven.
Oh, I love how
love
Talon...
Love the hard thing to break.
Talon, I wrote that down, too. I love how Talon and Elsie go on a date. And one of the first topics of conversation is Steven and Kristen. And Kristen Elsie talks about how she hates being around Steven when he's around Kristen. And Talon said that Kristen is fun. Again, Kristen is fun. And do you know what Talon means when he says that Kristen's fun? If you've watched the previous episode, you know that when Steven is with Kristen, Talon is with Elsie. When Elsie is with Steven, Talon is with Kristen. She's a fun time gal.
So he also says something else. He says, I want to be a high schooler for 6 years. And I wrote, maybe not such a bad plan. Financially.
More time to save money for college?
More so than that. Let's say you take geometry your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No one but you does that.
Then you would have to take basic math classes at college.
That's true. And waste your time.
And waste your time and money. Whereas you could stay in high school and take the next math class.
Pretty brilliant, honey.
Yeah. That's why I'm still in high school at the age of 33. I'm almost to Algebra 2.
Okay, first of all, you're not 33.
How old am I?
31. Anyway, so after the date comes Christina and Morgan going to New York, and they're so excited. And let's just talk about... You ready to talk about Christina's audition?
Well, let's talk about the fact that it was for the Tensley Agency, which also has an office in L.A.
So why couldn't she have just done this in California?
Because her mother wanted to get rid of her.
No doubt. But sad news for her mama, Christina's not getting a role.
She was not very good.
She was, I'm not going to say the word terrible, but she wasn't very good. She sang Only Hope by Mandy Moore.
I know who Mandy Moore is.
Do you?
She's in the Shark movie.
She is.
It all comes back to sharks.
That terrifying shark movie.
First off, why is she singing for 3, 4, 5 minutes? This is an audition.
Well, okay. Was Google around back then?
Yeah.
So couldn't she have Googled how to do a Broadway audition and found out how long it was supposed to be?
She didn't need to, considering she talked to that lady on the phone the night before. That lady told her what to do.
Yeah. Do you think she told her how long of a song?
Yeah.
And that's why she was perturbed that she sang for 3 minutes or whatever?
Yeah.
I agree. That was a really go-nowhere episode.
Yeah. Every...
The whole point of that episode was to get us ready for the next episode.
The Cabo episode.
Cabo. What happens in Cabo stays in Cabo.
So let me just ask you a question. Who is the better set of friends? Elsie and Lo, Christina and Morgan.
Elsie and Lo. Do you disagree? I can tell by your eyes.
I disagree.
Okay, I think it's Elsie and Lo because they seem more real with each other. When Morgan and Christina were talking about the audition coming up, and Morgan was asking her questions, and Christina kept saying, I want to talk about it. She's like, I don't want to talk about it, Morgan.
Sometimes
Elsie
she doesn't
and
it.
Lo would have just
talked
backed
about
off.
It.
They would have backed off of each other. Okay, so why do you think Christina and Morgan are better friends?
They have a degree of separation and common enemies. They're against everybody else who's out there bumping uglies, as the kids say.
Do kids say that?
Bonking.
Boinking.
Boinking each other. Left and right. Morgan and Christina are not boinking anybody.
That's right.
And also, you know, they don't talk about it. They be about it.
Well, I guess it's the time we'll agree to disagree and we'll both agree that you're wrong.
How do you rate this episode?
Oh, it's a low one for me.
What do you think?
I'd say 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
Are we out of 10? Yeah, we're out of 10.
We're out of 10.
3 out of 10. 3 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
4 out of 10 for you?
Yeah.
I say it's well below average. Like, it was pretty boring for me.
It was kind of a boring episode, but they tried something new, at least.
That's
they
true.
They kept Steven away.
Have you noticed that most of the boring episodes heavy Morgan and Christina?
Of the four episodes
we've done so far,
Morgan and Christina
are boring.
Yes, no one's saying Morgan and Christina are not boring.
I think one of the reasons that they're boring is that they're moral and not blinking. I'm not saying that they should be doing those things. I'm just saying that MTV hypes up the immoral boinkers.
The boinking.
And not the good girls.
So do you think they could start their own show called The Good Girls Club?
No, absolutely not. And I wouldn't watch it. It'd be boring.
All right, fans. That's it for this episode.
See you later.
Alligators. To be